Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It was his first State of the Union since he was elected more than a year ago, and U.S. President Donald Trump highlighted what he says are strides in improving the U.S. economy and efforts to reform immigration. On the issue of immigration, Mr. Trump addressed the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA.
The first pillar of our framework generously offers a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants who were brought here by their parents at a young age. That covers almost three times more people than the previous administration covered.
Congressman Joseph Kennedy III provided the Democrats' response to Mr. Trump's speech and criticized the president's policies, specifically his desire to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
You sat high atop your mom's shoulders and held a sign that read, "Build a wall, and my generation will tear it down."
The president also revealed that he has signed a new executive order that reverses former President Barack Obama's decision to close the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. 16 years ago, after the first prisoner arrived, 41 detainees remain at Guantanamo. Of the more than 700 prisoners who have been held there since 2002, only a handful have changed or been charged, I should say, with the crime, and even fewer people have been tried. The order now preserves military detention as a counterterrorism tool by keeping the prison open. Pakistan has revealed that it's recently extradited 27 suspected Taliban and Haqqani militants to Afghanistan. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is now defending its decision not to impose immediate sanctions on Russians, named in a congressionally mandated report detailing the wealth and political activities of Kremlin insiders and billionaires.
Congress last year overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. This week, the Trump administration said the law already has had a chilling effect on those sectors, even before sanctions take effect. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the administration of dragging its feet.
President Trump has failed time and time again to stand up to Vladimir Putin, despite the assault that he carried out on our democracy in the 2016 elections.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a Senate panel the administration is still looking at imposing sanctions based on a list of Kremlin-affiliated business moguls the Treasury Department published Monday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Afghanistan has asked the U.S. government to stop deporting Afghan nationals, saying it has no repatriation agreement with the United States. The European Union entered into an agreement with Afghanistan in October 2016 to help aid the way for the return of failed Afghan asylum seekers. In addition, Germany, Sweden, and Finland have country-to-country agreements. And again, Pakistan revealed that it has extradited 27 suspected Taliban and Haqqani militants to Afghanistan as part of an effort to stop the insurgents from using Pakistani soil for cross-border terrorist activities. Information Islamabad kept confidential until now. But as VOA's Cindy Sain reports, President Donald Trump is now condemning the wave of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have occurred there recently.
Four deadly attacks in just over a week, including a massive suicide car bombing in Kabul that killed 150 people, prompted the Afghan government to call for a national day of mourning. The Taliban said it was behind the two attacks in Kabul. Afghanistan was on the agenda as President Donald Trump met with members of the UN Security Council Monday.
Innocent people are being killed left and right, bombing in the middle of children, in the middle of families, bombing, killing all over Afghanistan. So we don't want to talk with the Taliban.
In the past, the U.S. has not ruled out including the Taliban in possible peace talks.
That is VOA's Cindy Sain reporting. And the Hawaii state employee responsible for sending an erroneous January 13th warning of incoming missile attacks has been fired. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.